No, it is that I feel confident when I've got $1 million in the bank. They say you won't feel confident. So, does it say in the Torah you've got to feel confident because of $1 million in your bank? You feel confident because you know the whole of Masechta to consumers. That is giving you confidence. Don't have to get it from having $1 million in the bank. Right.
Well, what about his comment? He says, I feel that I don't have comment without $1 million in the bank. Last time we met, we said, we'll provide for him if you need something for COVID.
We'll see what kind of COVID is that we give him. But if that gives you, that's everything that gives you COVID, we can't give it to you. We don't have to. The Iatomitsu, they are lovely Oshro. Asher Yechsarlo. Say Asher Yechsarlo. Afilu Sirkelvorno. The Ever Lorenz Lasvorno. That's another price that we've got. So you've got to give him Daymark Soro, but you don't have to make him rich. You've got to give him that which is lacking, but you don't have to make him rich. And Asher Yechsarlo, which he is lacking, Afilu Sus Nirkovoro the Ever Ever Lorenz Lafonov.
Got a horse to ride.
A horse to ride and an Ever to run in front of him. So that he doesn't have to get off from the horse every time he wants to. He wants to get off and post the message in the post office. Fetch a stamp. He takes, of course, he's slave and he gives.
We do give him these things?
Yes, we will hear that. You'll soon see. You give him that if he's been accustomed to that. If that's what he's been accustomed to, then you give him that because that is what he is lacking, which is going very far. Now comes the most difficult thing of all. Says the Gemara, Amru Olam Al Hilel Hazokei. Will everyone all got the place?
Yes.
Amru Olam Al Hilel Hazokei. It was said about Hillel the Elder. Shelokach Leoni Ben Tovim Echor. That he took for a poor man, Ben Tovim.
From a good family.
Very good family. Echor one. Susus Lirkelvonov, the Eved Lorenz Lefonov. Tam Achas, Lomotso Eved Lorenz Lefonov, the Rotz Lefonov, Shloshon Mili. Once it happened that Hillel couldn't find a slave to run before him, so he himself ran in front of him for 3 miles.
Okay, this is the case where we're speaking about, where we discuss where it's life and death.
Yeah, just 1 moment, yes.
Okay, if you're going to give him a slave, and if you're also going to give him a house and everything else, how long do you give it to him for? Is it for the chuppah?
No.
Or is it permanent?
No, this is permanent. This is for him to live.
But how long do you pay the rent, for instance, for his house?
You put him on his feet. Okay. You give him a job, you try and give him, put him on his feet until he can stand on his feet. When you light the candles on Hanukkah, and you take the shamash, and you take the shamash and you light the candle or the oil, bigger the oil wick. Have you ever tried with the oil wick? How long do I keep the light on the wick? How long do I keep the wick? Until it's burning. When it's burning, I take it away. That's the same thing with the poor man. That's the way we work with him. That's the way we work with him. Yes? Just 1 moment. Charles wanted to say something.
Yes.
You want to ask a question, you want to give an answer.
I'm asking, is this the case we discussed last week? Or
yes,
we
yes,
that's
that
up, yes, or,
yes, that's up, yes.
Okay.
Hillel is Hillel, as in Hillel and Shammai?
Yes, but this is the original Hillel.
Not Beit Hillel.
No, this is the man who was the founder of Beit Hillel.
Yes, is Hillel a Talmud?
He was before the Talmud. He belonged to the period that's called the Zugos.
But after the Levine?
That is immediately after Anshe Knesset Sanderdo.
So after Ezra and...
After Ezra and Nehemiah, after the days of Anshe Knesset Sanderdo.
And it, before the
Just before, immediately preceding the Tanoi.
So it was a very short period.
It was quite a short period. It must have been a period of about 200 years, I suppose. 150 years. But you're right, it's a shorter period.
This is Hillel.
This is Hillel, yes. Now, we ask the question, I mean, but we know that he hasn't got to do that. If it's Zochim Ve'enu Lefika Devodo, if he's an honorable person, and it's not in accordance with his dignity to do that, he doesn't have to do that. So what did he do? Not only hasn't he got to do that, but he's not permitted to do it. And if he does do it, he does an Aveira. Do you know what an Aveira is? A transgression. So how could he do it? I tell you that Rabban Shmulevich gives the answer to that question. And Rabban Shmulevich works it backwards. He says there's only one case in which it can be permitted. Otherwise, it's a matter of life and death. If he hasn't got that, he's going to die. So Reb Chaim Shmulevich draws a conclusion from that. He says, so you can see that if a man doesn't get the COVID, that he can die. He can have two. He can have two. But what we do see, that if he hasn't got the COVID, he can die. That's what COVID means to a person. That is what COVID means to a person.
Traditionally, you say we don't have people like that. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't know if you can say that there are people like that. You see, in the one, if there aren't any people like that, it's good and it's bad. It's good, you don't have a person that's got such an exaggerated opinion of his own importance. It's good. It's bad. Why is it bad? Why aren't there people like that?
No one has potential.
There's no self-esteem. It doesn't mean anything. What am I? Who am I? What is life? Life is nothing. Life has got no meaning. So I live it, and if it has meaning, and I'll get the most I can out of it and have a jolly good time, that's all. So what does it mean? COVID, what is it? So it's something good and it's something bad. There's nothing that the Baal Shem has created that isn't good. Man has got this feeling of COVID. First of all, it's the whole self-esteem. Of course, it's misplaced, it's misused, it's abused, of course. But there's one very important aspect of COVID. I've discussed with you on the previous occasions, not once, but several times. What is COVID? Is it tangible? Nothing goes into the man's tummy but the cost. Nothing goes into his pocket but the cost. He is prepared to pay for it. He is prepared to pay for it. Will this go into the newspaper? Yes. Will there be a picture of me in the newspaper? Yes, we want a picture of you in the newspaper. All right, here's the money, here's the money. Here's the check, here's the check, here's a picture of me. Just be careful you spell my name correctly. So what is it? And now he's happy. He sees his name in the paper, his picture, he's happy. What does it give him? One thing we know here gives him tremendous pleasure. That pleasure is all ruchnius. It's ruchnius. There's nothing gashmius about it. Ruchnius, it's gashmius is material. What is ruchnius? Ethereal, it's spiritual. It's spiritual, you see.
Okay.
It's spiritual. That is something of the joy that a man experiences on the own awareness. When we speak about the joy in the old woman Emes, that is something of it. It's pure ruchnius.
How does it differ from nachas?
Yes, you see, Yes, nachas is also, nachas is genuine joy. Joy gives joy and pleasure for something, but it's genuine, it's truth, it's reality. He gets joy from it. Fine. Here you've got covered. Nachas doesn't do anything to my ego. It doesn't give me a sense of importance. It doesn't give me a sense of worth. It gives me a sense of fulfillment. It gives me a sense of justification. But it doesn't give me a sense of esteem. That it doesn't give me. Kovod is where it gives me a sense of esteem, which is absolutely right. If we really knew who we were, you know, we would have so much derech eretz for ourselves. If we really knew who we were. If we really knew who we were, we would go dressed impeccably. We would always be washed. We would always be clean. We knew who we were. There's a story told in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. I don't remember with whom it was. One of the Tannaim. And he asked his son to go and engage laborers. He engaged, his son goes and engages laborers, and he comes and he says, I've engaged, they say, three laborers. They gave to, I engaged them by the day. He said, well, what did you arrange with them with food, with money? He said, I arranged that we would pay them so much for the day and their food. He said, what food did you arrange to give them? He said, I didn't arrange them to give them food. He said, you don't know what you've done. He said, if we give them a meal such as Shlomo Beshaitel, Shlomo Amelech used to give in his day, we would still not be fulfilling our obligation towards them. They are the sons, they are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Do you know what they are? We can never fulfill our obligation. He said, you should have told them, we'll give you this and we'll give you this. And if they accepted it, good. Do you understand what I'm saying? What did you understand?
I don't understand what the father is criticizing the son for. Are we saying that he should have given him tangible food and money?
No, he should have arranges with them when he said, we will pay you for it, for working for us.
Yes.
What did he say? Did he just leave it at that? Or did he say, we will pay you $2 an hour? What do you think he did?
He said, we'll pay you a month's sum.
All right, let us say, how much? Did they just say, we'll pay you a lump sum when you finish the day? Or did he say, we'll pay you a lump sum, $20?
Pay you a lump sum, $20?
Of course. Yeah. When you started working for your firm, if they would have said you, Mark, fine, come and work for us. We'll pay you. What would you say? How much? Is that how much? A lump sum. What do you say?
I accept about a day.
What do you say?
How large is the
one? What about the lump sum? Is it good? So, now, he said, fine. The father says, I'm satisfied. You said $20 for the day. Right. What else? He said, the food. I said, we give the food. What food? That I didn't say. We didn't come to an arrangement. What food? Just food. I can never fulfill that.
Oh,
I can never fulfill that. He said, if I were to give them a royal meal, it's still not so beneficial for them. You know who they are. Now I ask you, do you think the workmen knew who they were? They didn't know who they were. that didn't matter. But I know who they are. That is how I've got to treat them. That's the way it was said from the Gemara. Because he knew who they were, they didn't know who they were. But he knew who they were, and you've got to treat them accordingly. If we only knew who we were, we would behave altogether differently. Do you understand?
So, kind of ties in, Abraham Avinu says to his guest, I'll give you a little bit, and he specifies it now, and then he comes and he brings out once more.
And he stands and he serves them. When he serves them, he doesn't serve them because out of courtesy. He serves them, these people. You know, creatures of the Rebbeinu Shleimah. That's the gives them. That is with a person. That is why a person has got this idea of Kovod. Of, you know who he is. Then it's all lost and it's all covered and it's all changed and it comes out altogether a different thing. But if it was covered as it should be, that is the covered of the person. That is who he is. Now if a person knows who he is, and he comes to a place, and he is disregarded there, it hurts him. It hurts him. I know who I am. A person is a great lamda. He's a Baal Midas, he's a Baal Derech Eretz. Got everything. Comes to a place where they don't know him, and he's completely, the thing doesn't hurt him. But that is genuine. That is good. It hurts him because he knows who he is. That's all. Here is a person. This is what he's accustomed to. He died because he hasn't got that COVID. What COVID means to a person, you've got no idea. That it shortens a person's life, this I've seen. This I've seen. I haven't seen the person who dies because he didn't get the COVID given to him, but that it shortens his life, that I can understand. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. The Bach was a very wealthy man. The Taz was very poor. Poor as a doormouse. Very poor. The Taz applied for a certain position. He had already had a wife, he had children. He applied for a certain position, and a rov in the town, and he comes there. Well, they haven't got there, they've got a rov. He said, haven't you got any position for me? They said, rov, shamash, took a position as a shamash. His wife, the daughter of the Bach, a very wealthy woman. Now it wasn't us, that I'm sorry, there wasn't a rov. He came to the town. They didn't know who he was. They disregarded him. That he could take. And he said he's looking for a position. I said, a position will give you a shabbos. So they looked upon him as that type of person. He could be a good shabbos. In those days, a good shabbos today could be a chief rabbi. But be at least a good shabbos. So he takes the position. Takes the position, he brings his wife over. Shabbos she comes in shul, she looks for her husband, she calls him. Just before Kriya Satora, he goes up, knocks, she looks, that's her husband. She fainted on the spot. She couldn't take that. He could take it. She couldn't take it. The Bach's daughter, the Tanner's wife, she knew who her husband was. She knew who her father was. She knew who she was. And this is what it, she's fainted on the spot. So they discovered who he was. They put him immediately up in the rob seat. Of course he's the rob. she couldn't take that. Her, this is just a person who doesn't speak for a door. But that a person can die from it, I've seen that a person's life is shortened from it, that I've seen. And according to this, a person can die from it. Yes. That is COVID. So COVID is really a very good thing, and it's a very useful thing for a person to have. And if a person has got COVID, self-esteem, if we only knew who we were, we knew the COVID we would have for ourselves, the way we would deal with ourselves, the way we would treat ourselves. We don't know who we are. We can't believe it, that we are who we are. Now, I said that I would deal with you a little bit today. Here we've done a bit of the agarity is only starting now, you see. The agarity is only starting. What is it? The Torahship out there is divided into any number of areas, and each area is a world on its own. Each area is a world on its own. Broadly speaking, all the areas of the Torah fall into one of two categories, either Halacha or Agoda. If we were to take, for example, this week's Sefer, a woman conceives and gives birth to a male child, then stops. The Tomo Shiva Shomi, she shall be impure, for Kimei Midas Ben-Sofikmo, just as the same as if she is a widow, for 7 days she shall be impure. Is that Aloha or Ankoda?
Aloha.
Uvayum Ashmini Himal Besaro Orlo Sel. On the eighth day, the Orlo shall be cut off of the child. It shall be a bris mila. Aloha or Ankoda?
Aloha.
Aloha. Ushloshim Yom Ushloshim Teisha be made Torah. And afterwards she goes to a mikveh. And if she sees any blood afterwards, for 33 days she is taught. Aloha or Agoda?
Aloha.
Wherever there is Aloha, there is Agoda also. Another world altogether. If you take this little piece of Aloha, the very first, this is the way the Midrash starts. The Midrash starts. Isho kisas ria, ha'ol yachsiv. David is praising Hashem. He says, I told you, Dati Shifti Bikubi. You, Hashem, knows. Shifti Bikubi. My, when I'm sitting down, and when I'm getting up, when I'm at my ease, when I'm doing things, you, Hashem, know. That is our understanding of Hashem. Hashem knows everything we are doing. Of every single one of us. I told you the air, Banto the Rei Meirochet. From far away, you already know my innermost thoughts. That is better than that, you understand my innermost thoughts. You, set my path before you. There is no word in my mouth that you don't know. Or hold more kevin sautori. And the literal translation of that means you have hemmed me in from behind and from in front. Batoshes or life kapeho, and you put your hand on me. You've hemmed me in from behind and from in front, and you put your hand on me. Now, what the Midrash does is, on this week's Seder, Isho Kisaz Ria Zera, the Yoldozo. The Midrash talks, this is what is written in Tehillim. You have hemmed me in from behind and from front. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, in Zohar Odom Nochel Beis Olamos Hazeh V'Habo, if a man proves himself worthy, he inherits two worlds, this world and the world to come. Ha'ohu Nichsim, this is what it's written, Ochel V'Kedem Tzartoni, you have hemmed me in from behind and from in front. So the Midrash takes the words Ochel V'Kedem Tzartoni, instead of taking the word Tzart to mean you've made it narrow for me, he takes Tzart from the word Tzayir, you have formed me. You have formed me with a back and with a front. That's what the Midrash takes. Let us leave this for a middle, and then what Rabbi Yochanan says, and go to Omar Ishlokish, the Shoshi Nivru'u, Du Patsuvin Nivru'u. When they were created two forms in one person. Ochel Vokedem Tzartoni, you Hashem formed me, Ochel Vokedem, with a back and with a front. Du Partzufi, two people in one, a male and a female. Says Rish Lokish, that is what David HaMelech is referring to. Going back to the creation of the first man. First thing I want you to notice, what the Midrash does here. The Midrash takes, instead of taking the halachic world, it takes the same pasuk, but it takes the agoric world.
Now, which pasuk is this working on in the
It's working on the pasuk in the Chumash, in the Tazria.
I haven't seen the connection.
You'll see the connection in a moment. So, Rish Lokish comes along. Let us first take Rish Lokish, is easier to understand. Rish Lokish comes along and says, you Hashem, when you created me, you created me male and female in one. The birth of a human being. The birth of a child. These are the thoughts that are awakened in Rish Lokish. Child is there. Very first child that was created, the very first man that was created, he goes back right to the beginning. Male and female created in one. He goes right back to the beginning. You see the connection. That's what Rish Lokish says. What happened? The Nosru Benatishnai. So Hashem separated them and he made them into two. And that is what is written by Hikar Achas Mitzalei Sov, and he took out one of his sides. That is what Rish Lokish believed. A newborn child. That's the thought that awakens in you. Come to the next one. come to the next one. Omer Rabbi Brachio, Rabbi Chelber, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. The show shebora kodesh baruch hu olam harishon misoto olam vatsofo mole kol olam kula bro. When Hashem created the first man, He created in him something of every single part of the world. What do we have to do then? That the Midrash doesn't say. But this is what he understands. He sees this newborn child. What are the thoughts that created him? This newborn child. Something in him from every part of the world. Can you answer? That's all it says. Now, we've got to understand. So why is it so important, two parts of, that they were created two people in one? Why is it so important that Hashem took from every part of the world when He created the man? Why is this so important? That the Midrash doesn't tell us. That we've got to understand ourselves. Try and explain to me why.
What about the part that we cut away? Apart from every part of the world, what part are we cutting away? We're cutting away parts.
When it's apart from every part of the world, in every atom of the human being, there are all these parts. That's what it means. It doesn't mean his hand is from one part of the world and his toe is from another part of the world. Every atom, it's all parts of the world, every part of the world. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Every part?
Like DNA.
That's
right. So we should be at home at any yeah. place in the world.
Oh, very good. I was up last year, I went to Canada. If anybody get a chance to go to Banff, it's worthwhile going there. Have you ever been there? Yeah. Worthwhile going there. And it's going down. I want to see a pyramid. Saw a pyramid. And we were in a party of people, and there was a very nice man and woman and a married daughter that he had, and they were traveling and they were sitting near to us. So yeah, I like asking people questions, not because I want to know, but I want to see how they understand things. So this man was standing next to me, and I said, I wanted to see a polar bear. Yeah, I saw a polar bear. A great thing, polar bear. I said, now I want to see a grizzly bear. He said, no, you can't see a grizzly bear. I said, why can't I see a grizzly bear? I can see a polar bear, why can't I see a grizzly bear? And by this time he thinks I'm quite simple, which I am really. So he says, to me, no, for grizzly you've got to go to Yellowstone Park. I said, where's Yellowstone Park? I said, is it north, south? He said, no, Yellowstone Park is in the United States. I said, oh. I said, our voice is not far. So I said, they come across from Yellowstone Park, don't they come across? Yeah, the grizzly bears. He said, no, they don't come across. I said, is there a fence between the Florida and that they don't come? He said, no, that's not a fence. I said, have they got to, is there a guard don't allow them to come? Have they got their passports, visas, what is it? He said, no, he can't live here. Grizzly bear can't live here. I said, this polar bear, doesn't he go to visit them? There? He said, no. He said, he can't live here. I said, what is it? If the grizzly bear can live, why can't he live there? The polar bear can live here. He said, that's the way. They can't. They would die if they came here. I said, no, I don't understand that. I come from South Africa. I live quite comfortably there. And now I'm in Canada. It's colder. I can live quite comfortably here. And by this time, we were walking on a glacier. How can it quite comfortably, yeah? He thought, this is a good question. I said, what would you say? What's the answer for it? He said, the animals are very different. He said, that's the answer. God made man different, not animals. God made man different. So the Bnei Shalom creates man in such a way that he can live everywhere. That's the idea. Man, why? The Sohu Brawl of Kepeshir Tzoro. Hashem created the world, must be inhabited, mustn't be a desolation. I mean, no place, there's got to be people in the world. Man can live anywhere. It's where Hashem created man. About the animals, he doesn't say he took from a different man, he took from. So now we can begin to understand the Midrash. That's the way I understand the Midrash. It doesn't mean to say that this is the only way you understand the Midrash. Whatever you do when you study Midrash, don't get a commentary on the Midrash. This is the Midrash that I love. But down below here, all it tells you is the meaning of the words. It doesn't tell you what it means. It just translates the words for you. Because sometimes they are Greek words, sometimes they are Latin words, sometimes they are Persian words. Difficult with the words, it just gives you the words. But whatever you do, don't get a midrash with a commentary to tell you what it means. Yes.
The midrash was written down subsequent to the Gemara.
Well, it's not quite correct to say, I don't know quite you mean, quite what you mean, so let me explain it to you. The midrash existed always.
Of course.
The midrash must have been written down probably around about the same time as the Gemara.
About the same
time. That's around about the year 500. So there you've got it. The Midrash of Dupatsu can be explained here. Where Hashem created man created Dupatsu in one man two, and afterwards separated them. Did he have to do it? Didn't have to be, could we create the two people from the very beginning? For man is different from an animal. If we are a thousand grizzly bears and males and a thousand female grizzly bears, grizzly bear number one takes any of the thousand. Grizzly number two takes any of the 999. Doesn't matter. The man is not
like that. It doesn't work that way for all animals, though.
It does.
There are some, like wolves, they take one mate for life.
That's a different thing. But he can take any mate.
Anyone.
But he takes it for life.
If you put two wolves together and there's no other wolf available, that won't necessarily happen.
But this
is his mate, all right. He'll probably mate with the first one if I know him. I don't think he'll say, I'll take my time.
Okay.
I don't think he'll say that. Yes.
There is a fourth, they're very close to this, that I've heard at least three times in form of complications, and I'm wondering if it has any substance at all, because this is logically close, which is that basically the reason that there was only one pair of human beings created finally rather than several thousands is to emphasize that all men have the same ancestry.
And that's a Gemara.
Oh, so it's real.
Oh, that's a Gemara, yes. That's a Gemara. That's another thing. That's another aspect of it. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. That is a Gemara, so that nobody should say, yes, that is a Gemara. That's fine. That's a Gemara, yes. That's one thing. That's right.
That's the way they use that Gemara.
Yes.
Can we bring that down today and say that?
By the way, excuse me, just remember what you wanted to say. I saw an excellent article just before I left San Jose. I just started reading it in the Jewish Chronicle, the Overseas Jewish Chronicle, which was a criticism of reform. And I was very interested in the whole change in the Jewish Chronicle all of a sudden. You see, it's, this man, a man called Gross, I don't know who he is, says that reform of starting, they want to bring a closeness between the Orthodox and Reform. So he says, there, that is not what Reform is. Reform is there to bring a closeness between the Goy and the Jew. That's what they want. He says the reason they want a closeness now between the Orthodox and Reform is because they refuse to say that they are a breakaway from Judaism. They want to say that they are a development of Judaism. And so they want to have an attachment with Orthodoxy. They had another development, he said. He said, that's not what the Reform means. The Reform is a breakaway from it. Oh, this is, and then they take hold of this piece of Gemara. Of course they will take hold of that piece of Gemara. Because this is a Gemara that just suits their book. All people are the same, all from the same cell. Of course they will take this.
If there's one for one, does that bring it down today? And we say there's, for every man there's one particular...
Yes, no, you've got to understand that. When Hashem created man, if there was one woman for one man, are you not feeling that?
No, I'm sorry, my shoes are fine.
That's it. I'd have to be sorry, I'm very glad. But that is the way the world was created. Things went bad. Things went sour. Things went wrong. So it doesn't always work out. But that principle still, everyone, his zug is already created for him. When he's born, it's already, who is to be his partner in life, that is already there.
So the Lord.
Oh, pardon?
So yes, the Lord.
The only thing you've got to understand is what you've got to understand is what happens if he's not Zohar. He's not Zohar.
What does that mean?
He proves to be undeserving. He's a very nice boy, and then it's not Venice today, it's Venice 10 years ago. He decides he's going to come and live 20 years, 15 years ago. It's Venice 15 years ago, he decides he's going to come and live in Venice. A nice Jewish boy. The Skenderm was for him, so he could have been turned into something. Comes and lives in him. You can imagine what goes on. He becomes a hippie, and he's got a girl for him. Poor says, what a girl! She goes to learn. What a beautiful girl. He is of the scum of the earth, and she is a Jewish aristocrat. So what are you going to put them together? It doesn't work out. He doesn't deserve it. But that was one that was destined for him. What is she going to do? Funny thing happened. There was a girl, fine family. What couldn't have only been made out of her? She decides she's going to go away from her. Can't take her parents. They don't understand her. And in any case, what have her parents done for her? They're the most terrible people. They're insincere. They're artificial. Are those the words they need to say? And she runs away. She runs to Venice. She makes two dreadful fools. Come on the earth. And for her there was a man. What a gentleman. What a lover. Come. They were destined for one another. That's what Rebbe Mishalem is not going to allow. So you do the next best thing. Put those two together. The fellow, the girl was destined for the fellow who became the scum of the earth. she remains. The girl who became this kind of the earth and was guessing for this wonderful fellow, he remains. Put those two together. So those two together. It's not the original one. That is the way it has to work out. So it works out that way. But it's not as we wanted it. It's not the ideal. But it's the next best thing. Then this fellow who's the scum of the earth, wants to marry the girl who's the scummiest of the earth there. They look there. Look here. And then you say, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. It didn't work out, so I don't believe that it's destined for me. She wasn't destined for you, and you weren't destined for her. Sometimes the ones that are destined for another, it does work out, and they do meet, and they do get married. They don't conduct themselves properly in their marriage. All things can happen. All that can happen. Of course things can go wrong. But this is the ideal of it, is like this.
And what,
just one moment, Michael wants to ask you.
How do we relate that idea of the, you know, which is found to be also in Sota, to people like David Hanelak, who had numerous wives, or even more so, Shlomo Hanelak, who had...
Even with Shlomo Hanelak. With Shlomo Hanelak, it's a different story altogether, how wives. In the case of David HaMelech, that is something that I find very difficult to explain to you, but I'll just give you some idea of what it is. There is what we call mitzotzos, and that is there is the spiritual source for every soul. The spiritual source. It is possible that here we are sitting around this table, it's possible that each one of us, in fact it's highly likely, that each one of us is a mitzvah of the soul. We are so far from the source, and we have gone so far away, that each one of us is a mitzvah. A mitzvah is, it's like a spark. Well, there are many sparks. You take your hammer and you bring it down with the anvil, and the sparks fly. There is this idea of mitzvah. And different women to him made up the sum total of it all. That's one thing. Another thing is, many women, it is true that the one to whom he really related was only one. And it turns out afterwards, it turns out to be Abikai. In the first place, afterwards, it turns out that it's a very fine relationship with Bathsheba. More or less along those lines. Now, is that the final one? So we've got two. This is Haggadah. You see, a child being born. So they transport themselves into the world of Haggadah. This is what they experience. Not in the world of Halacha. First one, Rabbi Yochanan. He says, God created me, Ochel v'Keleh. He takes behind and in front, not material, but in time. He could. An Olam HaZeh and an Olam HaBo. He says, he sees it. Im Zocho, or if a man proves to be deserving, he acquires two worlds, this world and the world to come. That's the way he understands it. What is this world and this world to come? And he says, on the words, with a past and with a future, you've hemmed me in. That is what we all have. Each person has got a past and a future. Sometimes a person's got parents and the parents are no past for him. Sometimes he's got grandparents, the grandparents are no past for him. How far can he go back? Grandparents, great grandparents, he's had no contact with them. Every one of us can recapture our past. Any one of us can capture his own past, and his own past is in the town. That is his past. And each person can capture his future. What is his future? It's not just a life of the drifter. It's going somewhere. And it's a life of the Torah. And if he proves himself to be deserving, he's got his past and he's got his future. And this is his Olam HaZeh, and it is his Olam HaBo. And he's got it at one and the same time, and one and the same place, and he's got it all. That is the way Rabbi Yochanan says. I want to leave it there, and I'd like to doubt in my view. I just want to say two things to you. My wife and I are leaving this week for overseas, so I'll be away for several weeks now. I would have preferred going later. Just have to work out. We have to be in various places in May. It worked out this way. But I want to leave you with a thought, because this is the work we've been doing, and this has been the purpose of the work we've been doing. And we see, we take the world of Halacha, and in the world of Halacha, we transport ourselves to the world of Agoda. And in the world of Agoda, we come back to the world of Aloha. They are not two separate worlds. They are side by side, and they are one of the same thing. Are we following? Exactly. I was just going to say that it's two parts of one. It's two parts of me. Two parts of me. It's with the high and the low person. It's even the one person. It's two parts of it. There is a Gemara. You'll be having it soon in Brochus, towards the end of Brochus. It's a midday, in the sixth page of Brochus, the end of Gemara. The Gemara discusses the following. One comes to the table to make comments. There is white bread and there is brown bread. There's bread made out of wheat and there's bread made out of barley. Out of which would one make the broth?
Wheat.
There is white bread and there's brown bread. Over which one would make the broth?
White.
There is a whole loaf and there is slices. Over which one would make the broth?
Whole loaf.
There's a whole loaf and a half a loaf. Over which one would we make the broth? There are two whole loaves, a larger one and a smaller one. Over which one would make the broth? Everything is fine. That's the way we paskel la halacha. Fine. But the halacha isn't satisfied with that. The halacha says, and now, you've got a whole loaf and a half a loaf. So over which one would you make the brocha?
Mm-hmm.
But the half loaf is bigger than the whole loaf. So the whole loaf, the loaf. So which one do we make it out? So the psaka loaf is you make it over the whole loaf. But it's smaller There's less substance in it, but it's happening. That has been the purpose of this shift. If we get a person tethered and no deliverance, half a life. You can get a person derecheres and no terror, quarter of a life. You can get a person terror with no derecheres, half a life, but a really big half a life. That is the whole of Shas. Very big half a life. One can get a person those tablets doesn't have to apply. On the other hand, you can get the person, not the statue of him, because he knows so much, but at least there is a shlep, there's something to hold it up. His Torah, his derech eretz, his application of the Torah to life. Knows Hagodah also a little bit. Knows Midrash, knows Musa, knows Machshava. He's not Machshava. In California they call it philosophy. But then they call everything philosophy. Like the Rambam's Mori Nebuchim. What is the Mori Nebuchim? God, but be very careful, be aware of it. Everybody wants to know about Judaism, runs to the Mori Nebuchim and then wonders what it's all about. They don't realize that the Mori Nebuchim is the guide for the perplexed, not for the confused. There's a very big difference between perplexed and confused. When you really become perplexed, then you go to the world. He wrote it for people who knew the whole of Shas. They were perplexed. You don't know anything, you're not perplexed, you're confused. You keep away from the man. Stay away from it. Chavis alaborbos, Rabbeinu Sadia's born, Gods et Munus Vadeus. Rabbeinu Sadia born is that Munus Vadeus got a whole piece of music there. It's Machshov. You understand? What do they call it in California?
Philosophy.
But prophet, it's not philosophy, it's much shorter. See? Got that. But there's a shlemus about it. It's small, small piece. But there's a shlemus. That is the whole thing. Said about my uncle when he was 18 years of age. It's a whole person. He was 18 years of age. That's a whole person. Quality income. You know, you can be a whole person, and you can be a whole person, and you can be a whole person, and you can be a whole person. That it still's got the quality of becomingness. That is what we strive after. And the teacher that I've got from this shiur has been that this is what's been happening. People have been developing carefully things along these lines. If you will excuse me, we could have married now. So, Michael, I will be back at the office.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm sure.
You're going to be on Tuesday.
Oh, please tell me.
Visiting various branches.
God, America also is a continent.
Sure. Subcontinent.
I'll get from London, I'll get journals from London.
it's one of the journeys I did from London is the vicinity of the yes, very good journals from BBC, the good stuff, you see. And I was reading an article on this Falkland Island situation. This article, and some of this I've seen people in the you see the Argentinians, this is before the war started, the war started only today, this is before the war started, so the Argentinians don't understand the language of the language. And in the article he says, what would have been the position had they understood the art of the language? The English said, should the Falkland Islands be invaded or attacked, they would defend it to the best of their ability. He said the Argentinians took that to mean to the best of their ability, took that to mean. So they fired a few token shots from the island, the garrison of 50 soldiers that they are there, that would be all. So that's what they understand. They don't understand that when the English are great in understatement. They don't understand when they say that they will defend it to the best of their ability. They don't understand that that means that they were going to put their all into it. What would have been the position if England would have made it clear to Argentina in their language? So we defend it to the best of our ability, which means that we'll send an armada out with aircraft carriers, with nuclear-powered submarines. That's what we will do. Would they have been? It's good if you understand the person's language. That is very good for making that. Know exactly what it's all about.
It was live and let live. Today is it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
I think there's enough in this world for everybody. I really do. Won't you help yourself? How about a cold drink?
No, thank you. I'm I've got another interview I'm doing back.
If I can tell you anything else, I would be glad to.
You wouldn't have any old pictures of that neighborhood, would you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, who took pictures then?
That seems to be the preventive thing.